The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we have our special guest star again today, Danny Miramontes. He's cleared his busy schedule just to be here with us today.
So busy. never too busy for you.
It's, you know, we just know how much you all must love Danny. And our executive producer said it was a great show when he was on here. So what we've decided to do is we've decided to have another question and answer show to just deal with questions that Danny gets on the phone. He's the one that's generally taking many of the calls that come in. And there are so many questions. And honestly, it's hard for Melody and myself to cover these questions because we're always being very specific and focused on the show. So this is kind of just shooting from the hip again. And we really did get some good responses on the Q&A show. So we're going to try and do this maybe, I don't know, once or twice a year, and we'll just gather up those questions and then feed them all back to you with some good answers, hopefully. That being said, Danny, I think we have question number one today, so I'm going to give it over to you.
Yes. Folks have been asking questions about our multivitamin, they're coenzymated, and they're raw whole food based. And they're wondering if everything in the formula is raw whole food based. And I was wondering if you could cover a little bit of that and explain to them how that works.
Yes, I'd love to. That is true. When we developed the Emerald Laboratories line of products, we decided to make it a raw whole food based formula line. And there was a specific reason that was really kind of my brainchild. Dr. Stengers formulated all these formulas, but I wanted to make them raw whole food based. And there was a very specific reason I wanted to do that. But at the same time, you have to understand that there are many products out there that make claims about raw and different things. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But why we did what we did is because it is generally agreed, and by Dr. Stengers and other doctors, that when you're 60 years old, you have about 20% of the enzyme function you had when you were 20 years old. So effectively what that means is that as we're aging, we have a lower or a lessened ability to be able to properly digest and absorb food. And ultimately, if we don't die of some chronic illness, we're going to die of malabsorption, just that we can't absorb the food anymore because our enzyme function has just dropped off so dramatically. So in my mind, and this is what I've always thought since I was maybe 20 years old, maybe 18 years old, when I started working in the health food industry, was the object of the game. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, when ahead. You had full enzymatic function.
Yes, that's right. Mel's just always got to chime in there, don't you, Mel? So, and neither one of us had lost her words. So I could just go on for like 30 minutes straight without taking a breath. And so, but anyway, when I was young, I sort of figured, I said, okay, so the object is to be able to keep or replenish those enzymes that we're losing as we age. So how do we do that? And so I read a lot of enzyme books and started studying about enzymes. And what I found was that sprouts, grains that are sprouted, like alfalfa seeds and mung beans and millet and things like that, when you sprout them, the enzyme function is at its highest level when the sprout is about a quarter inch outside of the hull of the grain. So basically, when you sprout these grains, they have a very high enzyme function. That's the metabolic enzymes. So what we did is we basically took five different sprout powders and put these in this raw whole food blend or raw whole food base in these formulas. So you get alfalfa, quinoa, mung bean, millet, and broccoli sprout powders in all the Emerald Laboratories formulas. And that, in my mind, gives you a very rich source of metabolic enzymes. Then you have digestive enzymes. That's another issue. And please stay with me here. It's a lot of information. I'm sorry for all that, but it's really important. So when you have digestive enzymes, things like amylase, which digest carbohydrates, or protease, which digest protein, or lipase, which digest fats, or cellulase, which digest cellulose. All of these different digestive enzymes help you to effectively break down the foodstuffs that you're eating. So these enzymes, just like the metabolic enzymes, die off as you age. So we have a whole broad spectrum plant-based digestive enzyme formula in this raw whole food base. And then we also have probiotics in here at therapeutic dosing levels, because probiotics also decrease as we age. We have a bunch of different exotic fruit powders. So all of these things are in this raw whole food base in the Emerald Laboratories formulas. So some people, they think, well, your whole formula is raw. It's like, no, it's a raw whole food base. And this is designed so that you can replenish those enzymes that you're losing, metabolic enzymes, digestive enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics. You're replenishing these things every time you take an Emerald Laboratories formula. That's what makes this formula, all these formulas, special and unique. But no, the whole formula is not raw. It's just that base that is. Does that answer your question, Danny?
It does. It does. It makes sense. When they call in, they'll know that not everything is raw whole food based, but there is a lot of raw whole food base in the product.
Well, and it's interesting to note, too, that in that raw plant enzyme blend, that it is really complete because, yeah, you get everything for the fat, for the dairy, for the protein. But the hemicellulase and cellulase, that's not something that the human body even naturally produces. So, you know, it's really important that we're able to eat that tough vegetable fiber that our body needs. But it's also really important you break it down. And I know you talk a lot about how there's certain vegetables that it's important to just sort of lightly steam, too, to help with that breakdown process, because it's important to get that vegetable fiber.
Well, and that actually, that brings up another point. It is a Q&A, sort of shoot from the hip show. So anyway, years ago, my father-in-law, he's the PhD biochemist, he said that certain vegetables, like when you eat raw broccoli, it's very tough. I mean, people know when you eat raw broccoli, it's just, man, I don't like eating it personally. It's just too tough. But he said that's all that cellulose structure in the vegetables. And that can actually be harsh on the gut, because you actually have to break down that tough cellulose structure. So when you have something like cellulase, that helps to break that down. But that is why sometimes I tell people it's better to lightly steam things, or, you know, or steam them to whatever degree you want, so you help break down that cellulose structure, so you still get the fiber, but it's not so harsh on the gut.
Well, and I understand, too, that what ends up happening with certain vegetables like that, why people sort of end up getting gassy, is because it doesn't break down until it gets into the lower intestine, and then it produces gas through that breakdown process.
That's why I always steam my vegetables.
Yes,
no, just kidding.
Yes,
no.
I'm sure your girls are all very happy that you do.
But there are ingredients in the product in the first place to help with the breakdown.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
The hemicellulase and the cellulase,
exactly.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
As you age, it also gets more difficult to break those things down. And it's not that you should never eat raw vegetables. It's just, you know, broccoli in particular, is just you can just almost taste the cellulose structure, because it's so tough. And so if nothing else, if you're going to eat it, you should chew it thoroughly. And we're going to get into later about some other raw issues with vegetables and things that you need to be aware of if you have certain conditions. But anyway, but that kind of deals with that. And so I think you had another dovetail point into that,
yes.
Didn't you, Melody?
We actually have a lot of people asking questions too about companies that are specializing more in fermented vitamins. But you know, before we dive into it, we didn't give anybody any information on how to connect with us.
Oh, yes. You're so good at that. Melody's always reminding us. Yes, we want you to connect with us.
So our main show website is www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So it's a long name, but if you save it under your favorites, then you don't have to type it in again.
No, that's right.
It's www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And on there is a link to the ultralaboratories.com website that has information on most of our products. We're still building it up, so all of the products will be on there within a short period of time. And also, under the Where to Buy tab, there is a link to shopnaturalproducts.com. That is our web affiliate that sells all the products that we make, all the products that we talk about here consistently. And then when you listen to our show, we always give out a code, which we'll give out in a little bit, where you can get an additional 25% off. You can go to our Facebook page. There's a link on there to facebook.com/ultralabs. There's also our email address, questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, and our phone number, 424-703-4255. 4150. So now, Rick, can you expand a little bit in the short time we have left to the segment on fermented vitamins and the companies that are doing that and why we do things a little differently?
Yes, definitely. And I probably will run out of time before this segment ends. So I'll probably finish it in segment two. But anyway, I'll start. Anyway, so the fermented vitamins, yes, a lot of people out there, let me start off saying a lot of people out there, they're coming selling things like raw coenzyme Q10, raw resveratrol, raw calcium. And let me just start off by saying raw is not a legal term. There are certain terms that have legal and regulatory issues surrounding them, like organic. Organic, there is something called the NOP, the National Organic Program, and it's managed by the USDA. You can only say certain things about organic. When it comes to raw, people can say whatever they want. It's kind of like natural. It's not a legal term. So raw is thrown around very loosely. Typically raw to the, there's people out there that are, they're, you kind of call them raw whole foodie people. They're very much into raw foods. And there's nothing wrong. That's great. I mean, raw is great, generally speaking. But raw generally means to them it's the enzyme function. They're concerned about the enzymes in the food because when you heat food, first thing to die is the enzymes. Enzymes die at 108 to 112 degrees. So when you have a raw product, it's always about those enzymes. So for companies to say, oh, we have raw CoQ10, we have raw calcium, there's no such thing. CoQ10 is CoQ10 is CoQ10. It's manufactured in a commercial laboratory. It's, you know, there's a long process that's involved with CoQ10. That is really just a smoke and mirrors marketing scheme. There's a term called schemes to outwit the consumer. I would call that a scheme to outwit the consumer. So please do not be fooled by raw CoQ10. There's no such thing as raw resveratrol. Resveratrol is resveratrol. It's manufactured, it's extracted, they use solvents in the process. So it's just when you get into raw, that in the classic definition does not qualify. So when you have active ingredients called raw, I would generally steer away from those. I mean, ultimately, you have to make your own choice, but I personally would steer away from those products. And we're out of time. I'll get into the rest of this when we come back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and today we have a special guest, my very good friend, Daniel Miramontes.
Hello, Mel.
Thank you for joining us once again, Danny.
It's my pleasure. I'm having a great time.
Of course you are. You're with us. How could you not? Now, before the break, your host, Rick Simpson, was expanding a little bit more on the fermented vitamins. And this is like kind of a big trend in our industry. And Rick wants to clarify a few things for everybody. You know, we're here to sort of remove the haze for all of you so that you can make good, informed decisions when you're looking for your nutritional supplements.
Well said, Melody. That is my desire, to clear the haze. There's so much smoke and mirrors marketing that goes on out there, and I just want to clear the decks for you guys. And ultimately, as I said in the last segment, you guys need to make your own choices about what's best for you. I'm just here, and Melody's here. We're just here to provide the truth, the facts for you, and you make your own best decisions. So anyway, before the break, I was talking about raw and not being a legal term, and there's a lot of products out there like raw CoQ10, raw resveratrol. I personally would just steer away from those products. There's nothing special about them. There's no such thing as raw in the classic definition for those active ingredients. Now, when you talk about fermented vitamins, there are companies out there really touting what are known as fermented or food-sourced vitamins. And those companies usually make these standard vitamins. They call them either isolates, or they would be the USP bioidenticals. And so you sort of have the fermented food-sourced versus the USP bioidenticals or the isolates. Now, let me just clarify up front. We are using USP bioidenticals or isolates, and we're not using the food source or fermented vitamins. Now, these companies that are selling fermented, they basically are saying, we have these magic vitamins that work so much better for you.
Ooh.
The problem with this is, is that Dr. Stengler, he says, I would not let those within, you know, a mile of my clinic. He said, there's no scientific basis for what they're saying. There's no human clinical data for these fermented vitamins. And basically, just so you understand briefly what they do, these companies generally they start with the USP bioidentical vitamin. They introduce it into some sort of liquid, a solution. Then they introduce a fermentation media like yeast or something like that, and they ferment the vitamin. And what they're effectively doing is they're molecularly changing the vitamin. Now, they don't really know what they've changed it into. They've just changed it through this fermentation process. And there is no research to support the benefits of what they've turned it into. But then all of a sudden, it magically becomes a fermented vitamin. So on the other hand, there are hundreds of clinical studies on humans done over the last 50 years around the world on things like isolates, like vitamin B1 is thiamine hydrochloride, vitamin B2 is riboflavin, vitamin B6 is pyridoxine hydrochloride. Please do not be fooled by these fermentation companies. Fermented vitamins have, well, at best, it's an unknown value. And whereas on the other side, you have hundreds of clinical trials showing the benefits of things like ascorbic acid for scurvy and, you know, all this research. I mean, those people, many people out there know, you know, these deficiency diseases that the daily value is based upon. We've heard things like scurvy, vitamin C, and vitamin B3 for pellagra, and vitamin D for rickets, things like that. So we use the USP bioidenticals because that is what the science is based upon. And for Dr. Stengler, as we've said, he uses these products in his clinic. He wants to make sure that you are getting the right stuff based on the research. So that's our position on fermented vitamins and raw.
Well, and you know, I'm glad you kind of brought up the conditions. I know this wasn't something that we were necessarily going to dive into today.
I'm just shooting from the hip, Mel.
But, you know, you talk about, you know, vitamin C for scurvy, things like that. And that's another thing I think we actually did mention in the last Q&A show, but it's still a question that people have, which is they get concerned about daily values or RDA or whatever that is. And they say, oh, it's like 1,000 times. Well, isn't that dangerous? I mean, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think this is something that a lot of people still aren't aware of why those were invented.
Yes. And it's interesting because years ago you had the RDA, the recommended daily allowance. Then you had the RDI, I think it was the recommended daily index. Now you have the daily value, and they keep reducing the amounts of these vitamins. What's funny is, going back to the old days, the RDA was developed merely to stave off diseases, deficiency diseases like scurvy, beriberi, pellagra, rickets. They were not designed at all with optimal health in mind. And doctors like Dr. Stengler find in their clinic, you know, if you give someone 1.6 milligrams of vitamin B6, that's nothing. I mean, you know, 25 milligrams is a fairly small dose. Yeah, it's a reasonable dose with B6. You know, sometimes you might take 50 milligrams. There's not even any kind of toxicity reactions from B6 until you get up well over 100 milligrams, 150 milligrams. So there's really no issues there. And Dr. Singer's found that when many times when you take prescription meds or like oral contraceptives leach B6 out of the body and a lot more than 1.6 milligrams. So it becomes very important to have adequate levels of B6 for nothing else than to support adrenal function. But there's so many, there's over 400 reactions in the body, I think, that are involved with B6. So it's the RDA or the daily value really has a nominal value just to make sure you're not going to get those deficiency diseases.
Yeah, it's not really addressing optimal wellness. And that's right. What you'll find in these formulas is that we're using the amounts that are really to support optimal wellness, not just barely let you scrape by without getting, you know, scurvy, which sounds like a pirate disease.
Well, yeah, yeah. It really got them scurvy, you know, yeah. So, you know, but it's funny. Last week, you know, we were talking about our multis. We did that two-part show on the multis. And those multis, they have, you know, I think, I can't remember offhand, is it 25 or is it 50 milligrams of B6? But it's, you know, 25 milligrams of B2. These are the dosages that are baseline dosages to give you general wellness. I mean, this isn't, you know, you might take more for certain instances, like our adrenal has more B2 and more B6. So if you take the multi and the adrenal, you're getting upwards well over, I think, at least 50 milligrams of
both.
Yeah,
in the one-a-days, there's 25 milligrams, but then when you get into the high potency, you're getting 50 milligrams. And the other thing, too, is on the B6, might as well just throw this in there, too. We're also using the P5P form. So again, we're using the form that is most bioavailable to your body. So even though like with B2 and B6, there's not those conversion issues that you have with folic, which we talk about and we'll keep talking about again and again and again, you know, the B2 and B6 by incorporating the R5P and P5P forms, we're just allowing your body an easier time of uptaking those ingredients.
Right, exactly.
Well, now you and I both today had a conversation with a lady concerned with calcium.
Right.
In the vitamins.
Right.
And I think she was worried that she wasn't getting enough.
Well, yeah. And calcium's a separate issue. But I mean, she was concerned about, you know, how much calcium, where are you getting it from? And that's another issue is the forms of the nutrients, which we can get into a little bit later. But in her case, you know, she wanted to know what form of calcium are you taking and why? Because you can take a poorly absorbed form of calcium like calcium carbonate, which really can cause constipation. Mm-hmm. Or you can take a better form of calcium like calcium glycinate chelate or a calcium citrate, which have very high levels of absorption. So that's really key. But that's kind of a separate mineral issue. Let's stay on the vitamin issue for now. So I want to bring up just another point about Centrum just quickly and I'm sorry, naming names, but anyway. But you know, Centrum, they follow daily value. And again, just keep that in mind when you're buying a product on the shelf. Look at those values. And when we did our one a day, Dr. Singer said you need to make sure that you're keeping the levels of the B vitamins up there with the high potencies, because that's what's going to give people the energy that they want. That's going to, you know, keep them from the lethargy. You know, if I give you 1.6 milligrams B6, you're going to go, wow, I didn't really feel too much when I took that. You know, it's not like caffeine, but it's going to help support your adrenal function. So you're going to find yourself not getting that crash in the afternoon. So,
well, and I know like we don't typically name names on here, but it is kind of important to note, because we did just talk about the multis, that, you know, these studies that are coming out that are saying, oh, don't bother with nutritional supplements, don't bother with multivitamins, they're useless. You know, when you dig farther into the studies, we're finding that the studies are conducted on supplements like that, like those kind of one-a-days that are using very low potencies, that are using forms that we do not consider using in our formulas because they're not bioavailable. They're using additives, which is something we're going to talk about today. They're doing tableting, which is something that we do not do. So, I mean, there's a lot to consider. There's a lot of products out there available on the market. And again, we are trying to give you guys the information that you need to be able to read labels, to be able to choose products that are going to be helpful for you, instead of picking something up and being discouraged because you're not getting the kind of results that you need.
Good point, Mel. And what's our next question?
Folks have been asking about talking to their doctor. And a lot of times they find that their doctors really can't help them and they don't know what to do. I say to them, well, ask your doctor. And they'll say, yeah, they don't know anything about what we're talking about. So what can they do?
First of all, I want people to understand we have limitations legally of what we can and can't say. You know, there's a term called practicing medicine without a license, and it is a jailable offense. So we really want to steer clear of that. But, you know, we want to be helpful to people. But when you're dealing with medical conditions, the standard thing we really need to say, you need to consult your physician. And I understand that doctors are really not heavily trained in the area of nutrition. And when you come into those kinds of situations, you either need to, A, do your own homework, which I know is tough. That's what I've been doing for the last 30 years.
A lot of people have been doing it, though. They've been doing great.
And good for them. And we'll try and give you as much information as we can. Dr. Singer's book, Prescription for Natural Cures, can be really helpful. But going to a doctor like Dr. Singer can really be helpful. You can look him up on the internet. His clinic is in Encinitas. Even if you live way across the country, he can send blood work out to be taken in your local area, and then he can review you via over the phone. You don't even need to go into his clinic, but you really, I would just encourage you to call someone like Dr. Stengler. Personally, I trust him. That's where I would go, but you need to find a naturopathic doctor that's going to give you the kind of quality care you're looking for. That really is the answer. And with that, we are out of time again, so we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com to receive 25% off the lines offered by Ultra Laboratories by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is DEAL. D-E-A-L. DEAL.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, and today we're doing a special question and answer show. We have postponed our getting to know you and our talking points today just so we can get through these questions and answers. We hope you'll enjoy the rest of the show, and we hope you understand. But over the break, we were talking, and Melody has some kind of exciting news that she'd like to share with all of you.
Yes, I do. So we were talking about integrative medicine specialists like Dr. Mark Stengler. Again, he's in the Encinitas area. I actually just took a call today from a gal who was having a hard time because, you know, she wants some more in-depth advice. And it is better to go to somebody like Dr. Stengler because he can blend both worlds of naturopathic and allopathic. He understands that sometimes there is a time and a place for pharmaceutical medication, but that's not a go-to. That's not the thing that you should immediately go to. And especially, you know, with things like antibiotics, the body becomes resistant to that. And then you just have all sorts of other problems. Plus, with a lot of pharmaceuticals, you've seen those laundry lists of problems that people have. You know, when you're taking something and the list of side effects looks worse than your condition, you know, might be time to sort of consider taking something that naturally occurs that can help you. So, Dr. Stengler's website, for anybody who wants to look him up, is markstengler.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's markstengler.com. You don't even have to put a www. It'll get straight to him. But you mentioned his book.
No. You know, I use the book, and in my home, it's earmarked all over the place for different things and problems that we have. We just go to the Stengler book, and it's the go-to book.
And let's just clarify in the book is in alphabetical order with conditions like, I'm just looking, prostate enlargement, psoriasis, pregnancy-related issues, hypothyroidism, all the major conditions that you could think of, and basically goes through and gives you the advice that you might be looking for these kinds of issues.
Yeah, it gives you nutritional advice, it gives you supplementation advice, and you know, you're going to see that with a lot of these formulas, because Dr. Mark Stengler, you know, is a main author on this book, and because these are his formulas, you'll find that you're going to read again and again and again in this book how these things that you find in the Emerald Laboratories formulas are effective. The code for today, we didn't do a getting to know you, but the code for today is going to be DEAL, D-E-A-L. So you can either place your order now or you can wait till the very end of the show when we give you a list of products that are going to be on DEAL, D-E-A-L. But the first 10 people to order 150 or more are going to get this book. And this book is a $25 value.
It's so worth it.
It is such a great book.
It is a great book.
You know what I'm going to do?
And they're signed.
Yeah.
They're signed by Dr. Stengler.
That's true. Yes.
Can I get one of those too, you think?
Signed copies. We always buy these books. We send them to his clinic. He signs them all. And I'll just say, as we're going through this and I realize people just want this information, we talked about this before the show, but I'm going to cut it back to $100. So the first 10 that order $100 can get a free copy of the book. And what I also want to do is the products that we're going to have on deal, I'm going to also put all the multis back on deal because we talked about those last week. So all the multis, that way you can get your foundational multi and the three other products, which I
mentioned. Okay, well, let's just give it out today then. Okay. Right now. I mean, right now. We were going to give it out today, but let's do it right now. The Thyroid Health, the Camu, and that's a capsule and a powder, and both of the Coral Calcium. So we have Coral Calcium items, we have Camu, and we have Thyroid Health, along with all of the multivitamins. So that's 10 multivitamins. So if you buy any of those, you spend $100 on it, type in the code DEAL at the end to get an additional 25% off of your products. After that, if you've got at least $100 in your shopping cart, then we'll send you a free book if you're one of the first 10.
So,
you know what? You're a pretty lucky guy, Danny. You are. Look at that.
I'm working with you.
I know. Look at that.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at that.
Yeah. So,
sweet talker.
So we'll do this again, and if we'll see how the response goes, but we're hoping to get a great response from you guys, and if we do, we'll do it again because we want you to have this information. All right. Well, let's get on to our next question because time is bleeding away.
Folks have been asking about the waters coming from Japan. And they have concerns with contamination. They're talking about coral calcium and the Fukushima disaster.
Yes.
So can you address a little bit of that and what we're doing to protect our customers?
Absolutely. Yes, we have historically used Okinawan coral calcium because that's where much of the original research was from. And that's what we do. We follow the research in this company. But because of the Fukushima plant, the Caribbean, you can also get the fossilized coral out of the Caribbean. And they've actually run some tests on it where the mineral profile is a little bit better in the Caribbean coral. We always just stuck with the Okinawan, but the Caribbean actually is shown to be just a teeny bit better. But we have actually switched our coral calcium to purchase it from the Caribbean just in case there are any issues. Okinawa, there really was no, I don't think there were any issues because Okinawa is far south. But nevertheless, we just want to make sure we're really being safe here. So we are currently using the Caribbean coral calcium to avoid any of those issues. So hopefully that alleviates any concerns people might have.
Now, in regards to coral calcium, coral calcium was really, really hot several years ago. And there was a lot of confusion between whether or not people should be taking the fossilized or whether or not they should be taking... Right.
There was quite a lot of concern about that.
Yeah, so...
The marine or the fossilized?
Yeah, that was a big... And the thing is, the quote-unquote, the marine coral, that's coral that's actually vacuumed up from the ocean floor. It's under the ocean. It's down on the ocean floor. The fossilized is above ground or above sea coral. It's coral that was formed thousands or, however many, long time ago, thousands of years ago. I'm personally a young earth guy, but that's why I'm sort of hesitating. But anyway, thousands
Back
of years
when
ago.
Everybody's enzymatic function was better.
Yeah, right. So the coral was pushed up from the ocean floor. So, and we use the fossilized coral because, first of all, the ocean was much cleaner thousands of years ago than it is now. We didn't have man polluting it the way we do now. Now, the heavy metals levels in the ocean are much higher. You eat fish, you have heavy metals concerns. There's all kinds of issues. That's number one. Secondly is the marine coral companies that are selling you, quote unquote, the marine coral, they realize there is a higher lead content in the coral that comes from the ocean floor. So what they do is they actually heat that coral to 1,000 degrees to vaporize all the lead and to basically make it into a gas and burn it all off. And what happens is that actually degrades the crystalline structure of the calcium that's in the coral, so it's really not nearly as absorbable as the fossilized is that's been above ground. So there's many reasons why we don't use the marine, but those are the primary reasons. And so I just would encourage you to buy the fossilized or above sea coral. It's just much better.
Fossilized is considered much more eco-friendly too because you're not disturbing the coral beds.
Well, yes, because I have pictures of this huge vacuum. It's the diameter of a small car. And they basically take it off the boat and they suck off the ocean floor. And I have a picture of the ocean, what it looks like when they do this. And it stirs up probably thousands of pounds of the sand on the seafloor. And of course, all that stuff lands somewhere and it lands on the corals. It potentially kills corals. It's just not good, So it's not something we really want to get behind.
I got a call today. A lady was asking about the difference between the calcium and the elemental calcium, and same with the magnesium.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good question.
Wow, these questions are not even on our sheet for the show, just so you know. But this is just how it goes. This is why it's fun, Always real, always unscripted. So it's cool, though. So yes, people always have questions with minerals. Okay, there's an elemental mineral value, and then there's I'll give you an example. Calcium citrate. Calcium citrate is a calcium salt, which is the actual mineral. Then there's citric acid, and those two things are bonded together chemically. They're supposed to be fully reacted, so they become one molecule, the calcium citrate molecule, and then that is what you're getting. But there is an elemental value. What is the amount of calcium versus the amount of citric acid? Because the calcium is what you're concerned about. So legally, on a label, when you see a mineral, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, vanadium, molybdenum, anything, the mineral should be outside the parentheses. Then after that, you'll see calcium. Then in parentheses, you'll see citrate or as citrate. If it's not in parentheses, that means you're getting 500 milligrams of calcium citrate. That's illegal because you as a consumer have to know how much calcium am I actually getting? Well, the calcium citrate, for example, is a 20% elemental. So anyway, I've just noticed we're out of time. So I'm going to just finish this up when we come right back.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, here with my host, Rick Simpson, who before the break was talking to us about elemental minerals. So Danny had brought that up because this is a frequently asked question. But Rick, I know you have a little bit more to share about that.
Yes. I was just talking about, you know, elemental versus the complex, like calcium citrate, which is a complex. That's a mineral with an acid complexed into a new molecule. Then you have the elemental value. So on labels, you should always look to make sure the complex part, the citric acid, the citrate, or the gluconate, or the glycinate is always in parentheses. Just the mineral should be outside the parentheses, and that way you know what you're reading on the label is the elemental value. But I also understand what Melody and Danny were more referring to was the coral calcium, because on that label in particular, we list it as coral minerals, and then within that, there is a percentage of calcium. The reason we do it that way is because in coral, there are 74 different minerals found in coral, of which calcium is the greatest portion of that. But there's all these trace minerals. There's some magnesium. There's just 74 different minerals, a host of everything that's basically found in your bone. And what we've done in that is because it's a mineral complex, we list coral minerals. So you know, okay, I'm getting this much coral. But out of that, it's basically about a 40% value of the calcium. So out of 500 milligrams of coral minerals, you're going to get about 200 milligrams of calcium. And then the magnesium, we list, just to be consistent, on this label, we listed magnesium chelate as 500 milligrams, out of which there's 100 milligrams magnesium. And earlier when I mentioned it should be in parentheses, as long as you have all the detail there, it's okay. Like we list magnesium chelate, but below that in parentheses, we say this is the elemental value. The bottom line for the FDA is the consumer needs to make sure they know the amount of the elemental mineral that they're getting. I hope I've been clear on that. It's kind of a lot of information. But anyway, with that, I know we only have a few more minutes, so let's get through the rest of the questions, or try to at least, that we have.
Yes. The other question we had was, on occasion, a product will come in. I'm going to use Camu this time. And it'll be a color, might be pink, something like that. And if it's in a powder form, it may taste not too bad. It'll taste okay. But then in about 3 or 4 months from now, it might be a darker color and taste a little more bitter. And their question is, why does it change color and taste?
Right. So from lot to lot, we get color variations and we get taste variations. There's a very obvious reason for this. Camu camu is generally harvested from South America. Different herbs and botanicals are harvested from all over the world. Some are harvested from different locations. They grow here and they may grow 3,000 miles away somewhere else. Camu camu comes from South America, but even within South America, that's a very large continent. So camu camu comes from many places in South America. So it really depends on the time of year, the rainfall that year, how fertile the soil was, how dry it was. There's so many variables with these substances, and it can change the taste somewhat dramatically. It certainly can change the color. My example, when Danny and I were talking about this earlier, was people that want, natural wood furniture. Well, there's inconsistencies when you buy natural wood furniture. If you want something that's very consistent, like my desk here, buy something with a veneer on it. So obviously my desk is not natural.
But you don't want to take a veneer, though.
Now, does that mean, though, that the product itself would have changed as well, the strength of the product, or is it always tested?
Testing methodology.
The testing, all the products are tested when they come in. So there are specifications that have to be met for every raw material. So in the case of camu camu, it's a 20% vitamin C in there. So it's 500 milligrams. So there's 100 milligrams of vitamin C. That's all tested for ahead of time. If it doesn't meet it, the product is rejected. But that doesn't mean the flavor profile isn't going to change. It's because you got 400 milligrams of other stuff in there that can change dramatically from season to season, from location to location, from time of year to time of year. There's just so many variables. And so it's just one of the things people just have to understand. You're going to get variables in these products, and it's just the nature of nature.
So it could look different and it could taste different, but strength-wise, it's going to be the same.
Correct. Okay. No quality issues as far as the vitamin
that's
C.
And saying. Typically, because it is something that's high in vitamin C, you are going to get sort of a citrusy kind of flavor. It is sour, and I actually really enjoy it, but it's great mixed into any kind of food you can imagine, smoothies, yogurt, anything like that. Now, Rick, I know we also are getting a lot of questions about the thyroid health, because on there it says New Zealand sourced thyroid glandular. And a lot of people who have been on thyroid medication, they might have been taking Armour Thyroid, which is porcine or pig sourced, versus what we are using, which is New Zealand sourced bovine thyroid glandular. And so they tend to ask what the source is, whether it's bovine or porcine. And so can you explain that a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the bottom line is that's what Dr. Singer told us to buy. No, just kidding. No, but Dr. Singer did specify. He said, I want bovine, New Zealand sourced thyroid glandular powder. And, generally porcine products are not as clean as bovine is. So that's probably the first issue, because pigs eat slop, cows eat alfalfa and grass and things. That's my guess. I mean, I haven't talked to Dr. Singer specifically about this, but even though Armour Thyroid comes from porcine mainly, that's really because pigs are cheaper. And let me explain some of the differences. When you're buying a glandular powder, we're just taking bovine glandular powder. It's being freeze-dried and ground into a powder. So you're basically just getting the glandular powder. And there's many studies to show the effectiveness of that. When you have Armour Thyroid, they're taking their freeze-dried, they're drying it, but then they're basically concentrating it on a specification for both T3 and T4. So they have to basically build it up to a certain level, and that makes it into a drug. So it's really purified. So even if the porcine glandular material was not as clean, well, they're concentrated, they're purifying it. There's a whole different process that's going on. For us, because it's bovine, what you get is what you get. You're just drying it and you're grinding it, and that's what you get. And there is some naturally occurring T3 and T4 in that thyroid glandular powder, but it's whatever you get is what you get. And it's a very small, minute amount. But bottom line is a thyroid product has worked extremely well for many different people. I mean, Dr. Singer's patients, they get great results. I mean, he's measuring their blood work, and you see their T3 and T4 ratchet right up. Now,
we get a lot of good feedback on that. I know we have one more point to cover on that, though.
Before we do, I want to say other thing. Oh, sorry. I want to mention one other thing. Is if you have a hypothyroid, low thyroid, if you have a low thyroid condition, you could possibly take our thyroid formula and still not, it won't escalate or elevate your T3 and T4. There's something called reverse T3, and many mainstream doctors do not test for reverse T3. It has the opposing effect of T3. Your T3 levels could be completely normal, but if you have reverse T3, it has the opposing effect. So I would just encourage you, when you go to your doctor, say, can you please run the blood work for reverse T3 also? Because that's a big, big indicator, and a lot of mainstream doctors don't think to test for that.
That's really good info. So again, integrative specialists like Dr. Stengler would. Right. Now, people are also concerned about the broccoli that's in the raw whole food blend that is also in the thyroid health and any goitrogenic effects. Did I say that right, Rick?
That was very good, this week. Wow. Matt, we always joke because Mel has had these big words and she just struggles with these big words sometimes. But anyway, yes, there are products like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, cabbage, soy, Brussels sprouts that are goitrogenic. They suppress thyroid function. So we do have broccoli sprout powder in the thyroid product. I've talked to Dr. Singh about this. He says there is no ill effect on the thyroid. There's such a small amount of the broccoli sprout powder, and there's a value to that broccoli sprout powder because it is standardized on sulforaphane, which helps to detoxify some of those strange estrogens that we talked about so many times on this show. So there's a great value, but there's nil as far as negativity because it's such a small amount, no effect. This is, when you talk about goitrogens, they're talking about eating these foods, you know, a big head of broccoli or kale or Brussels sprouts. So no problems with the goitrogenic effects of these products in the thyroid health, but a great benefit for detoxifying the estrogens. With that, we've hope you enjoyed Danny, our special guest star, being here.
Thank you for having me.
And he'll be back on again sometime in the not too distant future, I'm sure. We will see you next week.